Most people in the world think the
Yeah.
US dollar is a safe haven, and therefore it is a safe haven because the investing world thinks it's a safe haven. I know it's not, but it doesn't matter what I think. There are a lot more people in the world than me, and if the world thinks the US dollar is a safe haven, I'm going to invest it. I have my investments in US dollars.
Good day, everybody. It's me, just Steve Yang here in Natural Resource Stocks. Today, my guest is Jim Rogers, one of the most well-known macro thinkers and respected commodity investors today, and an early pioneer in natural resource investing. Jim, it is great to have you back on the show. How's life treating you these days?
Well, Steve, I'm delighted to be here. I'm flattered to be here. As far as I know, things are fine.
Yeah. You're out over there in Singapore, is that correct?
I am in Singapore. I'm sitting at home in Singapore as we speak. It's 9 o'clock at night in Singapore.
I think Jim and I are in different worlds, not only because he's in Singapore, I'm in the States here, but he says everything is fine. I know he's being facetious a bit. There's a lot for me to worry about. But Jim, you've seen a lot of booms and busts. How does today's setup compare to like past cycles, like 2008, for instance, and does it feel similar or different this time?
Well, Steve, this time it's who knows, but it does seem different because at the moment in the US we have the longest period of stock market prosperity without a big problem. I mean, things have been going great since 2008. That's the longest in American history. Maybe it's going to go on forever. Washington says, "Don't worry, everything's okay." We know it's different now. But I've been around long enough to know that when everybody thinks it's great, somebody should ask questions. So I'm worried. I have sold all of my US stocks. Who knows?
So everything is going great, and you say someone should be asking questions. What questions are you asking?
Well, I first just add, I have not started selling short. So, I have a lot of cash, but I have not sold short yet. I guess the questions I should ask are, what should I do, Steve? Here I am.
Yeah.
You're supposed, you know more than we do. You tell
Don't know
me.
about that. Well, Jim, lots going on with the world right now. Geopolitical tensions flying everywhere. You got markets and geopolitics. I mean, they obviously, they clearly feed off each other. Would you say financial instability, underneath the surface is driving today's geopolitical tensions, or is geopolitics now what's driving the financial stress in the markets, if that's what you're seeing underneath the cracks?
Well, I guess I should repeat. This is the longest in American history without a big problem in the markets or the economy. So, I mean, Mr. Trump will tell you that don't worry, everything is fine now. We've figured it all out. I hope that's true, Steve. I've never seen it happen before in the US, in US investing, but maybe it is. Maybe things are different now. I doubt it, but I've been wrong before.
Jim, what are you seeing that has you maybe suspicious that things aren't all they seem?
Well, the main thing is what I just said. The market's been going up without a gigantic problem for since 2008, 2009. That's never happened before, Steve. And maybe it's going to go up forever. Maybe. All I know is it never has. And you ask me that's what I'm asking. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm questioning.
So, do you see the tensions in Iran related to what might be happening underneath the surface? that maybe gets you worried, or do you see the conflict in Iran as completely separate from the financial issues and distortions?
Well, nothing that big can be completely separate from the stock market. You know, when everything that happens in the world affects the investing world. That's one of the things that made me so fascinated with investing. Everything had an effect. And I learned that, and the problem is you have to figure out what and what effect. I wish it were easy. You know, I guess we can watch your show to find out, but no, it's very exciting. It's wonderful. But the U.S. is, the markets have been not had a bad period, a seriously bad period for many years. That's never happened before. Now, Washington says, don't worry. It's different now. That makes me worry even more.
So you say you're not shorting yet?
No, I have no shorts, no.
What are your thoughts on the cash? What's your cash position? How are you? You say that Washington is saying don't worry, which makes you more worried. So how are you positioning yourself now?
Well, I have a lot of U.S. dollar cash. It's all in U.S. dollars. And the reason for that is because most people in the world think that the U.S. dollar is a safe haven. It's not, but people think it is. And when people think the U.S. dollar is a safe haven, that's where I want to be if things go bad.
So you're saying that the U.S. dollar is a good safe haven right now? I mean, can you expound on that?
Most people in the world think the U.S. dollar is a safe haven, and therefore it is a safe haven because the investing world thinks it's a safe haven. I know it's not, but it doesn't matter what I think. There are a lot more people in the world than me, and if the world thinks the U.S. dollar is a safe haven, I'm going to invest it. I have my investments in U.S. dollars.
So this is the Jim Rogers who has been a big proponent on gold and has screamed about the amount of U.S. but global sovereign debt and the instability of fiat currency. I hear you saying that because the world has faith in the U.S. dollar, that it's not a bad position at this point. Am I missing something here? Can you help me connect the dots?
Well, all I'm saying is, for me, when I look out the window, I see that everybody has confidence in the U.S. dollar. Most people have confidence in the U.S. dollar at the moment. I don't see another place at the moment besides the U.S. dollar. So what do I know? I'm a simple person following the crowd. If you have a different answer, please don't announce it on the air. Send me a private email so I can do something.
So the U.S. dollar, you're saying you like, not because you believe in fiat currency, but because everyone else seems to believe in it. That gives you leverage.
I didn't say I like. I said I'm there. You're there because of what I think is happening in the world. And I do not see an alternative at the moment.
Jim, can you expound a little bit more on what that means? What do you think is happening in the world?
Well, central banks all over the world have printed a huge amount of money in the past few weeks, months. And it's got to go somewhere, and it's going into financial markets. And I mean, if you look out the window, nearly every central bank in the world has been joining in. Everybody's having a great time. Most people are not worried about anything. I mean, this doesn't happen often in history, but it seems to be happening now, and things are great. Look out the window, you'll see things are great.
Jim Rogers says that the things are great. It can't help but wonder if someone is going to misunderstand the humor, the subtleties behind this. If you can expound, Jim, just kind of what you see has you possibly worried here.
I didn't say things are great. I said that the world thinks things are great and that the world is satisfied and is not too, doesn't seem worried about anything. But I've been around long enough to know that when everybody's printing money, you should ask some questions. And some of the questions you ask are, how long can this last? Can this go on forever? Now, the central banks say, don't worry. Yes, we can take care of it. And so far they have. But I think I know enough to know that this eventually comes to an end. And when it comes to an end, if you have a time when everybody's happy, if that changes, it means many people become unhappy. And if many people become unhappy, you might become unhappy too.
So we talk about fiat currency and these ceaseless printing. And most people would think that if, you have central banks printing money, and I hear you saying, on the other hand, that you're positioned in cash or US dollars. How do you make sense of that? And do you see it, the party ending abruptly? And how do you position yourself to succeed when the tide turns?
Oh, I wish I knew the answer to that. I'd be rich. My gosh. That's a
I talking
problem
to
we
here?
all have every day. No. I know the tide will turn, or at least it always has. I don't know what will trigger it. Maybe some foolish act in a government capital. Who knows? I don't know. But I do know that the mood will change, the tide will change, and things will get very bad because things are very good right now everywhere. And history shows it's impossible for things to be good everywhere forever. That changes. That's not the way human beings work. We're all human beings.
Jim, you've spoken highly about commodities for quite some time. Where are we on the commodity super cycle? And are you still long-term bullish here?
Well, I own gold, I own silver. Yes. I have not sold any. They're both going through the roof at the moment, which is nice. But will I rush out and buy a lot of gold right now? No, I'm not selling. But I mean, gold and silver are making all-time highs. I repeat, all-time highs, never in the history of the world. Have gold and silver been so expensive, so successful? Maybe it'll go on forever. I'm not selling, but I'm not buying more yet.
Jim, when you have gold and silver, precious metals at all-time highs, and quote, everything is going great, and you have debt at an all-time high and not slowing down, why is there not more reason for concern? Why are the people not more concerned about how this doesn't make any sense?
It's an extremely good question. But if you go back throughout any market anywhere in the world, there are times when everybody starts thinking the same way and the markets react accordingly. And at the moment, most people in the world think that things are great and they think that the US dollar, the US government is fine and there are no problems. I would just repeat, Usually, history shows that when everybody's thinking the same way, it's a time to ask questions and to get worried.
Jimmy, what do you recommend listeners do at this time where things are great? I mean, is it an opportunity to be wary and position in cash? Is it to stockpile in gold? I hear you saying that you're not selling gold, currently, personally yourself. Things don't make sense to me where debt is an all-time high, printing continues, gold is an all-time high, and everybody's happy. It gets me worried. So, do you still believe in agriculture? What do you think that investors should be doing right now?
Well, I do own gold and silver. Agriculture, I mean, hard assets or real assets, call them what you will, probably a better place to be. They often have been when stock markets have problems. So, yes, I would suggest that people learn if they don't know about gold and silver or about agriculture. Wheat, cotton, things like that, corn, that people learn a little bit. Because maybe it's a time, instead of owning Microsoft, it's a time to own wheat. Everybody, but Steve, I want to repeat again and again. Everybody has to make their own decision. They should not listen to me or anybody else. They do their own research and figure out what to do.
Jim, many people have looked up to you and consider you someone who's gotten them started in, the natural resource space, the guy who started it all, the Godfather sort of will. So what advice would you give someone like who is coming to you, maybe a young investor? How has your approach to investing evolved over the years? Would you tell the young investor anything different today than you would have had in the past?
Well, at the time when I was early in the business, I was making a fortune when percentage-wise when everybody around me was going broke. I thought this was easy. I thought I was going to be Bernard Baruch. Needless to say, within a few weeks, the market wiped me out because I was so smart, so knowledgeable, so cocky. And I guess the first thing that taught me was be very careful, be extremely careful because the market usually knows more than I do, and I should be asking questions whatever I'm doing, especially when everybody is thinking the same way. When everybody's pessimistic or optimistic or whatever, I should be asking deep questions.
So, what kind of deep questions would you be asking? You did say everyone should be making their own decisions, which I 100% agree with. Everyone's in a different situation, have different tolerance for risk. What questions should investors be asking themselves?
What to do with your money. But the main question I'm asking myself right now is, should I start selling short stocks? I am not short right now, but my main question is it time to start selling short? And if so, what should I short? If you know the answer, please do not announce it on the air. Send me an email.
That's awesome. Jim, is there anything you're working on these days? What is the Jim Rogers up to these days? Are you writing a book? Are you traveling?
Well, I have often I've traveling some. I've just come back from China. I think I'm going somewhere again soon. Yes, I do like to go places and see what's happening. But at the moment, I don't have any major trips scheduled or planned. I think I have a trip coming up to China to make a speech or something, but I'm not going off around the world on my motorcycle anytime soon. I wish I were, but I'm too lazy.
I've enjoyed your book, by the way.
Seeing the world is an extremely exciting, interesting way to spend my year, to spend my time. And you certainly never know what's going to happen, because the world is a different and changing place. But for me, it is and was a wonderful way to spend my time.
Yeah. Well, Jim, thanks so much for your time here. Wanted to thank you for all the times you've been here. But we've learned a lot from you. I've learned a lot from you. I know that, yeah.
Thank you. I make lots of mistakes. So be careful. Don't listen to me or anybody else. Do it your own way. Make your own mistakes. And learn when you make mistakes.
I love it, Jim. Thanks so much for your time. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's been my pleasure. I'm honored. I'm honored and very pleased. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I'm just Steve Yang here with Natural Resource Stocks. As always, stay smart, stay curious, stay disciplined. Jim, thanks again for coming on.
Thank you. Bye-bye.